Each week we like to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District. Today we're joined by Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how are you, mate?
All right, mate. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Nice day yesterday at the Denman Pool. Well done to everybody.
Yes, yes. And three new citizens. Heath was fun in, when you've done up in all regalia, but a good fun day. Lots of free food, lots of free drink. Yeah, it was a quality day out at Denman again.
Bit cooler today, although maybe the warmer weather helps with the line marking. Maybe does it make it dry quicker? There's a bit of line marking coming up.
Yeah, there is. I don't know whether it makes it dry quicker. Yes, I've got a whole lot of line marking planned for out on Bylong Valley Way. This for those that are not sure of where Bylong Valley Way connects our shire to the Western Shire at Mudgee Way. It's used by tourists quite a bit. It's also used by people associated from the industrial areas in here going out to the mines out there. And it's a windy steep going up over what is known as Cox's Gap, plus other areas. So we've had some shoulder widening out there. And so we're actually doing the line marking. It's actually amazing, really, when you think about it, that there's, in the early 1990s, parts of this road were actually still dirt. I can remember travelling on that.
Really?
I can actually remember when we didn't go up over Cox's Gap, where we actually went through the tunnel that the trains now go through. That's how old I am. But
what sort of horses were you riding at the time, Rod?
Yes. I was on a horse. Yeah, no. I was actually, would you believe, in an LJ Tirana.
But that I would believe.
It's actually pretty firm, particularly with the road safety and the issues where local roads we've been having. Anything we can do to make the road safer, it's got to be a good thing.
That's actually an excellent point. After the tragedy on Bengalla Road the other week, there's been a lot of discussion amongst the local community about making the road safe and whatever that can be done to try and prevent that sort of thing from happening in the future. Everybody welcomes it.
And not talking about that specific truck, but just accident itself. But, yeah, country roads are the great killers. But generally people are travelling at 100K, and any slight deviation from what is the norm or safe practice can result in tragic circumstances.
Absolutely. Now, you've got some new walkways and cycleways to announce.
Yes, I have mentioned before about a grant that we've managed to get from Active Transport Program of New South Wales of $1.3 million. Plus, council itself also contributes to the walkway and cycling thing, but particularly targeting in this instance a footpath linking the Muswellbrook High School all the way to town, and also additional cycleways and pathways north of the Muswellbrook Public School, like Corulla Park, connecting the Wine subdivision into the school and some other areas as well. So that is a whole lot of work, which is that's big dollars really for walkways and cycleways in the town. And the work should be completed in 2021.
Excellent. And finally, there's some changes to the council admin hours. Is this because of the heat? You guys are going to be opening up much earlier, like at 2 o'clock in the morning? Is this what you know, to get out of the heat of the day?
I would suggest it, but I'm sure certain council officers would then have been nailed to a tree somewhere. I'm not sure they'd be a favourite. Now, it's basically we're just looking to more efficiently use the staff we've got. Since we've moved the admin centre down to Campbell's Corner there. We've been judging when people are there requiring the services of that thing.
Makes sense.
And 8:30 to 4 p.m. is the new hours from Monday to Friday. And we think this will better cater to the people that need our services. Plus, it also will enable us to more efficiently use our staff.
Well, you can't ask for better than that. And, of course, there's always information up there on the council website. I go to it on a daily basis to find out what's doing. Of course, if you want to know exactly what's happening, you tune in each week here on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show when Rod Scholes joins us to keep us up to date. Rod, good on you, mate.
Okay, thanks, babe. Have a good week.